Ce vendredi 23 mars 2018, lorsque le lieutenant-colonel Arnaud Beltrame s'est présenté avec ses hommes.
The scene today in Paris could not have been more solemn. A coffin slowly passing through the pouring rain, clusters of hundreds of people paying homage to a man now hailed as a hero. This morning, President Emmanuel Macron spoke at the memorial service for Colonel Arnaud Beltrame. He's a police officer who was killed by terrorists after trading places with a hostage in a supermarket in the town of Trèbes last Friday. Reporter Adeline Sia is south of the capital and joins us on the line. I mean, France has now witnessed numerous memorials for victims of terrorism over the past few years, Adele. Today did seem a little different, though, and maybe it's because of the way President Macron talked about what happened and what this man, Colonel Beltrame, did. We heard a bit of Macron a moment ago. What did he say in this 20-minute speech?
Yeah, that's true. There was a memorial just in April 2017 for a police officer who was killed in an attack on the Champs-Élysées. But and as you said, it was a very solemn ceremony, very somber. But I guess what was a little different today, and I've seen some reactions in the press about this, is that as President Macron spoke, what we heard was not just a eulogy. It was the making of a hero, in a way. Macron is known to be, you know, a very literary person, well-versed into philosophy and poetry. And this morning, he really delivered a lyrical and moving speech about the history of France and the place of Arnaud Beltrame in the history of French heroes. So if I can read you, I have a sort of paraphrase one clip that I thought was sort of summarizes what I just mentioned here. Macron said, as the name of the killer was falling into oblivion, he said, Arnaud Beltrame's name became synonymous with French heroism, bearing that spirit of resistance which France always fought for, from Joan of Arc to General de Gaulle. Its independence, its liberty, its spirit of tolerance and peace against all fanaticism and totalitarianism. So when you have the president of France, you know, creating an arc from, well, Joan of Arc to General de Gaulle and including Beltrame in it, you know he's not seeking to just eulogize a man. He's trying to inspire and really make a hero out of him.
Well, I've got to say, for Colonel Beltrame, trading his life for the life of a hostage is something that certainly deserves this kind of attention. Macron also drew attention to another person whose body was found on that same terrible day last week, last Friday, and who's also being mourned today, right?
Yeah, that was just a horrible day, absolutely, in France, because as this situation was unfolding in the south of France in a supermarket, the hostage situation, Mireille Knoll was murdered in her apartment. This lady was 85 years old, and apparently, according to preliminary investigations and prosecutor, there's a good chance this will be tried as a hate crime because she was Jewish. But what's really poignant about the situation and really so sad and nauseating is that this lady, she was 85 years old. She was a survivor of World War II, of the Nazis. She narrowly escaped as a child in Paris a very large roundup of thousands of Jews in Paris, the infamous Rafle du Veldiv, which took place in Paris in 1942. Mm. So it's really sickening to think that, you know, this woman who'd have survived for all, you know, and lived in Paris in all these decades, you know, and managed to meet yet again a hateful fate.
That's reporter Adeline Sia on the line from Auxerre. Adele, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Marco.